that's all rubbish, though.
You're harassing statues, yeah.
Joe.
Probably bothering Wolf Tone as well there in Stephen's Green.
No, I don't care for Wolf Tone
at all.
You're
a disgrace. Joe! Hello, Joe!
Sorry, I just nipped down for a cup of tea there. Now, that's awful, terrible. Anyway, on another note,
Joe.
It's Christy Moore's 80th birthday and he's on the line.
How are you?
Happy birthday, Christy. God.
Oh, well, thanks, Joe. Thanks.
Give us an L song, will you?
Well, I just don't have the guitar with me.
Do the doopity doopity.
The what?
The doopity doop doop doop. Go on, go on. That's beautiful.
Diddly.
Okay, we're out of time. We don't have time. Sorry.
You rang me. Why?
No, we don't have time, Christy. Molly Malone was on sound. This was the Alive, Alive, Oh, Live line.
You never get back to us on the statues, Joe.
No, we're done. We're finished with that now. But before we go, I just want to say that for 27 years I've suffered and withered on the live line, listening to the whinging, the moaning, the caterwauling, as I personally became the wailing wall of Ireland. Let me put up the music from the Children of the Rising. To the callers, I want to say thank you so much. I felt every soupçon of pain that you felt. Sure, during the menopause month, I was welled up with empathy till me head hurt, me palms got sweaty, mom's spaghetti, and I got hot flushes, I did. I got old ones stigmata, the lovely, cherished old ones of the laugh line. Too many favourite days to mention. The health service featured prominently. Remember the woman from Ballyhowie? Says she, I'm stuck on the trolley in A&E. A desperate case, God love her. She wasn't waiting on a bed, mind you. She was in A&E because she got stuck in the trolley. A shopping trolley. She wasn't even out shopping. She was doing the Liffey swim, head first into the trolley outside the Chapel Izzard. Didn't she have the Viles disease? Nah, not from the Liffey, however. That's been cleaned up for years. No, she met the rat in the hospital. The health service is still in bits as I wind down. I loved all my callers. We talked to them, of course, before the show. We always vet the people out in case they're a little bit doolally. God, to help them. We've a duty of care, a solemn duty, and that's why we only put the maddest ones on air. Hundreds of producers, I want to thank them. They've come and gone. None of them had the stamina for the show. The Koreans from Funny Friday to Whining Wednesday, Comedy 2 Complaints, a veritable Edinburgh Winch Festival. Winch Festival. I'll miss yous all, and now begins 2 months of mourning. I'd say RT will put the flags at half mast, but the rats ate the flags in 2023. But I'll still be here anyway. Talk to Joe. Take care. And now for the news with Brian Jennings.
A very good afternoon, Tiam. Tributes are being paid to the broadcaster Joe Duffy.
Oh, thank God that's over.
Sadly, departed from the RTE programme Liveline.
Departing?
He was 69.
I'm not bleeding dead. What is he on about? Oh, maybe I might have overcooked a little bit on the phone. Ah, here comes Ray. He'll clear things up here.
As we just heard there in the news.
What?
Sad news, Joe is gone.
Gone?
Yeah, it was very sudden.
What?
None of us knew about it, weren't expecting it at all.
Give over, I'm still here, I'm still alive, I'm here to the end of June. Ah, the beautiful, beautiful Mrs. June and the triplets.
We'll always remember his smile. And the way he would throw chocolate bars at you.
Yeah, that's true.
I always put them straight into the bin.
Ah, he did not, did he? Oh, God, this is ridiculous. Patrick Healy's going to be in bits later. He'll ruin me three-piece suit. Ah, what have I done?
Now, the picnic bar is the worst. It's not fruit. The nuts are no good. Pure poison. Thank you anyway, Joe. Rest in power, brother. Now, coming up, the queen of the air fryer and the reasons why Rye Vitas are fattening.
Mother of Moses. And here we go, it's day two of the conclave here, and Barry Lenehan here live on Peter's Square. To the right of me, a flock of the faithful from all over the world, from Argentina to Iceland, Africa to Southwest Kerry. To the left of me, pigeons feeding on the detritus of American journalists' lunch. They really are animals in the field, whereas I have not yet eaten. Such is my devotion. To the chimney, high up in the roof of the Sistine. My eyes are only for the blessed chimney. My neck can no longer move, and the pipe will be burnt into my retinas for years to come. But alone on this square, this is what I live for. reporting ever ready, not even sure if anyone is listening.
Yes, I can tell you there is smoke. White smoke is emerging and the wind is throwing it around into various shapes. Is that Mick O'Dwyer's face I see in its Rorschach-like pattern? Great celebrations breaking out here. It's as if the Holy Spirit himself has just scored a two-pointer from outside the Big D in the closing seconds of a Roman Munster final. But the Vatican's version of the Hooter means we no longer care about the chimney. It's all about the balcony now. If I could just ask my assistant to crack my neck in that direction to see who will emerge as the leader of the church, the Holy See, and that shop on Oxford Street that featured in the fraud trial, not to mention all those financial irregularities.
We are just hearing now.
We see be no many.
They're speaking a language few can understand. Northwest Dingle on Dong and Gaeltacht, I'd say. Yes, we're hearing it's an American. Does he have Irish blood? Somebody check really quickly for the love of... No, mainly French and Italian roots, right? Well, let's try not to be too deflated. And here he comes. He's wearing all the fancy robes that Francis had got rid of. He's positively sashaying onto that balcony. Oh, no. Is he a little bit dull? This is not what we spent our lives waiting for. He just doesn't have the Francis Riz. No, I dare say this lad won't be hugging babies and slapping women's hands away. Meanwhile, the world's media is currently smashing Google to bits. Who on earth is this guy? He's from a family of immigrants. He's slapped down J.D. Vance on Twitter. Pope Leo is a Twitter user. Eureka, I spoke too soon. This Pope slays. Still, a bit of a pity about the charisma vacuum, but you can't have it all. You've heard it here first on Drive Time. A new pope has dropped, a new era has begun, and I, Barry Linehan, am off to a McDonald's and an Irish pub where I'll be singing Chicago and Country Roads until 4 o'clock in the morning, or at least until the presidential elections. You!
Okay, do I have anything in my teeth? The Bombay mix. Okay, no, we're live. Hello, and welcome to Upfront with Katie Hannon. They're calling it Skortgate. This is the hoo-ha about the Camogie Association forcing women to wear skorts. Marty Morrissey's here, GA mouthpiece. What's going on, Mart?
Well, here's the long and the skort of it, Katie. Kilkenny and Dublin took to the pitch for the Leinster semi in shorts.
Right, yeah.
Only to be told to change into their skorts or have the match abandoned. The ratio, of course, a fine man, was only applying the law.
Sorry, now, it's the rules of the game, you mean, not...
Well, it's the law as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
He's an absolute gentleman. I think he did the right thing here and had a pint of cordial with him afterwards.
Less of the GA plamassing now.
Well,
what are the official Camogie Latchigos saying about this?
Well, they put together an emergency committee to examine the design, fit, fabric and comfort of the girls' garments, which I think is fair enough.
Right, so just scorching around the issue then, are they?
Oh, yes, they're hemming and hawing, Katie.
Okay, a little voice in my ears telling me there's going to actually be a special congress.
Oh.
Now, in 2026, jeepers, they'll have more congresses than Darren Maloney has MC gigs.
Can I do a filthy joke about congress?
No time, because we're going to go full Claire Byrne live now. We're going to actually put you, Marty, into a pair of skorts
what?
To see if they're comfortable or what.
Oh, it's a Marty's pants party.
Off you go to get changed. In the meantime, Patrick O'Donovan is here. Minister for Sport and Sneering.
What
are you saying about this?
Well, the Camogie crowd really needs a cap on and just let the girls wear their shorts like.
Lad, I wouldn't call them girls now, like they are women.
Oh, here we go. Woke agenda.
What?
Arts councils, nighttime culture, women's sports, you're all the same.
Right.
What did I do in a previous life to be saddled with this portfolio?
Okay.
Why can't I be looking after manly things like bovine tuberculosis?
The little voice is saying an emergency special congress and sports will now take place in 2 weeks' time. Wow. They're climbing down over the player's sortie quicker than the fella can say Enis Garthy.
Oh!
The little voice in my ear saying Marty is ready to model. Come on out, Marty.
Yeah, they're not so bad, Katie.
Are your eyes watering there, man?
No, it's because they're just so comfortable.
Okay.
I don't see what all the fuss is about.
You don't see, man.
I must just tie my laces here.
Oh, jeez, Marty, don't bend down. It's riding
what?
Up now. A little voice in my ear. Can we blur Marty there, please, live? Thank
Holy
you.
Holy Moses!
Okay, we're going to cut this skort. And just hearing that Joe's leaving Liveline. So I have to go and talk to all the bosses now. Talk to Katie. I can do all the bread and butter issues, such as what to do to a slice of pan.
Don't leave me here!
Okay.
Katie!
Okay. Okay, just settle down. The hottest president ever will be announcing another historic achievement for the United States of America. Copyright Mr. Trump. Do not ask questions. Do not blink. Applause is encouraged and kneeling is mandatory. Shut up. Here he comes.
Thank you, Caroline with a K, because it feels like we're in a K-hole when she speaks. But today's a big K. Biggest trade deal ever. That's what they're saying with the UK. No one's ever seen a deal done as quickly as this one. Incredible. It was so easy. Just strip away all the details and legally binding bit, and it's done. Sir Queer is on the line. It's afternoon in England. He doesn't do mornings. That's why they call him PM. Hello, PM.
Thank you, Mr. President. Talks have been ongoing over the past few weeks, and we've successfully cemented our special relationship.
Well, it was mainly about steel and aluminum, but we could talk about cement tariffs at a later point. We got a great deal done on steel.
Right.
Crazy Joe Biden didn't do a deal because he's scared of steel when it's turned into stairs. And a new deal on automobiles. The Brits have some tremendous cars. Chitty chitty bang bang. It's a car that flies.
Well,
can you believe that? No one's ever seen anything like it.
No.
Not even a Tesla could pull that off.
It's important to note that this is a trade deal and not a trade agreement. These are just heads of agreement, not the actual agreement itself, which takes many years.
Well, who are you? You don't know what you're talking about. That's sad fake news. I'm all about the long term. That's why Trump 2028 is a thing.
But sir,
I only found out today the UK is a big trading country.
What?
With farms. So many farms. Took me 9 years to find that out because I'm always thinking long term. Is that right, Queer?
I should say there are also some agreements in there that might come as a surprise.
Wow.
For example, we've brokered a new green deal.
That's right. My golf green in Scotland is going to be used for the Open in 2028 as long as I pinky promise not to change my mind to tariffs.
And I can confirm that ink has dried and pinkies were entwined.
Yeah, which I may or may not stick to. Depends on a lot of things, like how long my loo breaks are, whether Melania has just been for a visit to the White House once a quarter.
Prime Minister, is this really a win? The mandatory 10% tariffs are still in place after all, and now we've to give him a state visit and the Open.
It's true.
You're making Britain look like a doormat, Prime Minister.
I must remind you, the UK doormat industry is thriving. We are in talks to repeal tariffs there too.
Right.
Chlorinated doormats do sound like a good idea, Mr. President.
It's true. If our beautiful American beef, which is coming to England, believe me, a lot of it, if it falls on the doormat, you can still eat it. It's got so many chemicals and hormones in it, it tastes just like the floor. Yum, yum.
Mr. President,
do you have any comment on the American Pope? Leo?
Well, first of all, they didn't elect me Pope, so it's another stolen election. He's from Peru. That's what a lot of people are saying. Speaks a lot of Spanish. Sounds like an hombre to me. We'll have to see.
Would you invite him to visit the United States?
If he tries to cross the Gulf of America, we'll have to see if he's got any tattoos.
Oh, damn.
Any gang tattoos before we let him in. That's the truth.
So what about tariffs on movies made in Britain? Countless American productions are made in the Pinewood Studios.
I'll take this one. The Hollywood tariff is a bit like a David Lynch movie that no one really understands it.
Right.
But we're going to act like we do anyway. But the president, as I'm sure you know, is a great fan of the silver screen.
Not really. Maybe if it was gold. But I love so many movies, mainly all the Mel Gibson ones after he became a bigot. But I'm going to be so nice to the UK movies. So nice.
Well, there we go. I'm winning concessions by the minute. What a success this trade deal is.
Right.
No tariffs on British films.
Just the pornos.
Sorry.
There's no way I'm going to put tariffs on those. Stripped of all tariffs, just standing there all bare and vulnerable, trembling slightly as the camera goes in for the close-up.
Wow.
Are you ready for ours, Kirai?
Oh, dear, what have I done?
Oh, yeah. Well, hello there. How you doing? It's the last Late Late Show this season. Sorry, it's very upsetting. We have an amazing lineup tonight. Tom Brady is on the show. He is going to be amazing. He's a huge NFL star, though most of our audience will be disappointed when they find out that he's no connection to the Ham family whatsoever. Joe Duffy's farewell begins here. Amazing service that man has given to the nation. Sorry, I'm trying not to cry, but it is my thing. Also, Emmy, our Eurovision entry, will be singing live in studio. She sings about a dog who went into space and never returned. Oh no, have you all seen Marley and Me? I'm sorry, I don't mean to do that. Join us for an amazing Late Late Show after the news, which I never watch. See you then, it's the last of the season. Oh no, I'm off again.
Apologies.
Cunis now, in terms
sorry
of...
Sorry now, I won't be able to stay long. I'm very busy. Very
and I warned you, don't keep running up and down at these cabinet meetings. Oh, no.
So much to do.
Like a three-year-old who's after guzzling all the communion lemonade.
I can't stop moving or else somebody will make me enact the Occupied Territories Bill. I'm moving all the time.
You can leave any time you want. It would make any difference to us, Tullish.
But I'm important. You can tell by the amount of things I post on Insta promising to do things while nodding furiously. Furiously!
Oh, we're trying to have a cabinet meeting here now, so everybody settle down. Settle down.
There are wars breaking out everywhere that I must be ready. The world needs me.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
I wish Heather was here to put him across her knee and give him a worse slap than he's getting from the opinion polls.
She's running for president.
Well, I will only allow her run for president now. Yeah. If she lets me do a walk and talk TikTok tour of the Oris like a Harris hoe of the year.
All right, anyway, I want to say well done, Cabinet. 5 months on from the election so far, we've done absolutely nothing. And that is precisely the idea.
Well, now, we did pass laws to smash the record of the number of junior ministers who are doing even less than the senior ministers.
Sure, if the OPW has proven anything, it's that doing things ends in failure. I certainly didn't become Taoiseach by doing. I just hung around long enough, quietly enough, without anyone noticing.
Like a bathroom mould. Mouldy Michal.
Well, you know, some fungi can be very good for your gut, you know, like shiitake.
Yeah, the shiitake Taoiseach, we should call you.
But look, it's going to be 9 dull days now before our next week off in June.
Wow.
So to ensure that you continue to do nothing and remain indistinguishable in Cabinet, I want to award some prizes.
Ooh, what did we win?
It is only bragging rights. Plus, you won't win anything, Pascal.
What?
You've been far too conspicuous, like far too much.
Well, I don't like to brag anyway. I prefer to chin wag. That way my dimples wag like a cute puppy's tail. So I look pooky even when I try to come up with new ways of saying the housing crisis.
How about shelter shite show?
Alliteration. I like it.
First off, well done to the ministers who are still the most notably invisible.
Yeah.
Helen McEntee.
I'm actually trying really hard.
Minister Carol McNeill.
Nobody's interested me since White Lotus ended. I don't know why.
Young Chambers.
I set up a task force to make infrastructure move more slowly and sound even more dull than me saying the word infrastructure.
Darragh O'Brien. Nowhere to be seen. Good man.
Darragh gets nothing done.
And now we come to the ones who are saddled with the most unexpectedly terrible jobs and have said a lot more than they would have planned to.
No, that's right.
I mean, we tried to hide Norma Foley and children, but it actually blew up, didn't
it? Thank you, Taoiseach, but the Grace report is so disastrous. I really miss those €9 million phone pouches in schools.
Also, Peter Burke. Is he Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil? I can never
honestly
tell.
Trump's tariffs are more torture than years ago trying to make small talk with Leo in a lift going from the first floor all the way to the second.
The other side, grand. And a Boola bus to the cabinet folks that most people still haven't heard of. Take a bow, James Lawless and Martin Hayden, if you exist.
I've no idea who they are.
However, in terms of nul point to the ministers doing and talking far too much, even if it's of no consequence whatsoever. That's you, Miriam.
It's Jim. I'm my own person, even though I'm actually on air way more than Miriam these days. I think I'm getting a summer chat show just talking about piecemeal immigration policy. You get a deportation and you get a deportation. Everybody gets
That's enough now. And Patrick O'Donovan, of course, God, is he never off the air.
I'm hearing Patrick Keelty is finishing the season already. These entertainment elites are getting flakier by the day. The Nardy ones are the worst. I'll cut the late if they're not careful.
There's only so many episodes audiences can take of a man. We can't quite tell if he's laughing or crying.
What?
You know, when he squishes his face, what is he doing at all?
90% of the time he's crying. Believe me, I know. Every night I think of all the renters in tears. And then I sleep really soundly because I'm pooky.
Anyway, in terms of
pooky,
I want y'all to have a lovely summer.
Yay!
We can relax and enjoy watching the presidential pretenders get ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
In fairness, it'd nearly make you want to see Bertie give it a lash.
Whoa.
You know, just to upset the apple tart.
P.S. I don't like the word block. Alright, lads, I'm Johnny Smacks.
And I'm Johnny B.
Have you been keeping up with the skirt controversy this week, Johnny?
Oh, lad, you're going off of Dublin there now.
Me tumble.
I think you mean to say skirt, not skort. Sounded like you're from Finglas or somewhere.
No, lad, skort.
You did it again. You've been spending way too much time in Dublin, lad. I was afraid this happening.
Ah, no.
What next? You're going to be listening to Aslan and standing in Hill 16, is it, huh?
Lad, let me spell it out for you.
What?
S-K-O-R-T, skort. It's half shorts, half skirt.
Wow.
But the Biors do wear when they're playing camogie league.
Ah, right, I get you now. Well,
Well, that seems like an absolute joke. They should be allowed to wear whatever the hell they want.
I totally agree. Of course, being a sound lad means saying the Bjors can wear shorts if they want.
Sound.
And apparently, skorts are very uncomfortable.
Oh, tell me about it. I got the skorts after hitting some dodgy jambons last week.
Live by the deli counter, die by the deli counter.
Hey, speaking of supermarket deli counters,
what?
There's a lot of buzz around Gala lately. Oh, yeah, the sausage rolls must be out of this world. Even Rihanna showed up.
Are you sure it's not the Met Gala?
Maybe. All I know is you couldn't show up dressed in anything nice in the gala in golden on the N74 or you'd be laughed out of it by the lads.
Yeah, it is the Met Gala in New York. Oh. It's a fancy fashion thing, lad. You know, the only wedges you'd find there are giving Barry Keoghan an extra inch in his shoes.
And boy, does he need them. Do you think they might invite us next year, Smacks?
Well, we'd have to show up wearing something that'll make a real statement and push the boundaries of acceptable fashion.
Right.
I mean, Katy Perry once dressed as a hamburger, like.
Stall the digger. I wouldn't mind recreating Lady Gaga's raw meat outfit.
Oh, remember that?
Yeah.
Lady Galty, more like.
Imagine me wearing nothing but 500 rashers.
Oh.
Standing under an outdoor heater and every hungover young one in South Tipperary would show up with their mouths watering.
Class.
Yo.
Pure scandal.
Now, just looking at the calendar here again now, Johnny.
What?
Your revision is only a week away.
Unreal. Think we should be aiming for that too, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if Dustin get the call up, so can we.
However, he did show up in a trolley, so, you know.
Actually, to be fair.
What?
That would go down a storm at the Met Gala in a trolley. 12 points.
But honestly, what has Ireland got to lose by sending us to Eurovision? We could make a song about 12 pints going to Ireland. What?
We'd blow that turkey away, lad.
No need, lad. I don't think they're in it this year, turkey.
Yeah, no, you missed it. All right.
Sorry,
yeah.
Lad.
No bother, yeah.
No, all I right. Didn't mean not by it.
Cool, cheers.
Okay.
Nice hanging out with Jake.
Are we okay? One. Right.
Lad.
Yeah, good morning. What's in the papers? Well, more Gaza. Possible nuclear war. Trump trying to reopen Alcatraz. Jeez. Well, at least we got Eurovision to look forward to.
Now beset by geopolitical tensions.
I know. Joining us to discuss is our man in Europe, Marty Whelan.
This is Basil calling.
Not Basil Fawlty, mind you, although I do have the moustache.
No, Basil, Switzerland.
Splendid place. Not a Swiss roll in sight, however.
They don't actually have them, monsieur.
Yeah, that's just how the Swiss roll, like.
Okay.
So, for all the Eurovision agnostics out there, who is representing us this year?
Well, there's a wonderful Norwegian lady called Emmy, would you believe, and she beat Samantha Mumba. Poor Samantha didn't take it well at all. She did bust up with Donald Skeen after it. Don't mention the war. Oh, no.
Right, yeah. A celebrity feud, is it? My Life magazine senses are tingling. What is Ireland's song this year?
It's called Like a Party. Says I, like a party? I love a party, madam.
Careful now. That's the other Marty shtick. He might super injunct you, like.
The song is about a poor Soviet pooch blasted to space and left to perish up there, the poor crater, but apparently she's still partying in the sky.
Yeah, Soviet dogs in space. I actually saw them play in Sir Henry's in 1992. Come here, who's going to win it, Marty?
Well, the favourites are Sweden with a ditty about saunas.
Yeah.
And if it wins, they'll finally overtake Ireland on the Eurovision leaderboard.
Yeah.
Disaster.
Ah, look, it's been 30 years since we were relevant. We need to let it go. Like, come here, there's an elephant in the room again.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Israel is back, despite the fact that they're bombing the living daylights out of Gaza and blocking the flow of humanitarian aid.
Oh,
jeez. Look at Marty getting political.
Yeah.
They'll be asking me to join NECAP next.
Just for balance, can I just say that Hamas is all... what's the point? Even the GG is giving up at this stage.
He sent an official RT letter asking for a discussion on Israel's inclusion to keep the union sweet. But Ireland will not be withdrawing. Phew!
Right.
At least Marty can now enjoy his Baileys in peace now. Creamy mustache.
What's this about the EBU banning flags? So they really just don't want the Palestine one, isn't that it?
No other flags are allowed other than the country you support.
Yeah.
So no pride flags, trans flags, non-binary flags,
yeah.
Even the bear flag. Marty's a bit of a bear icon, you know.
What?
I'm what's referred to as a polar bear on account of the silver locks, you see.
Yeah. A final question. Do we have a chance at all, Marty?
There's a bigger chance of finding fungi line dancing in Dingle Harbour. That should be our next year's entry. Line dancing dolphins.
Oh yeah, line dancing dolphins. Another great Cork indie band. All right, thanks a million, Marty.
Thank you. Basil out. Manuel.
Right, kia ora, members. We commence this Gardaí briefing on the issue of procurement of new legislation.
I've handed out the briefing document, Gardaí Under Commissioner Fiacla.
Thank you, Gardaí Geraldine. As I was saying, members will shortly have legal powers to compel buckos to remove coverings from their facial appendage.
Sure.
Sullivan.
Get them to remove masks. How are we supposed to do that?
Yeah. Well, we are going to have to man up and woman up when dealing with gougers, ruffians, highwaymen, and highwaymen S's. hooded hoodlums, bandits, and Zorros.
This will not be easy. Scobies are likely to scob back.
That's right.
You will request them to remove their face covering, and they're likely to respond with aggro.
This can take many forms. Up yours, guard. Your ma.
F you big, ugly, sod-munching, heifer-humping, dribbling culture you, wow, is another one.
You're very good at this, Geraldine.
I'm a sergeant now. Oh. I'd prefer to be addressed by my proper title under Fogra Ahena Hawk.
Sorry, you calf-bearing, hatchet-licking, slither-swallowing shade dweller.
Excuse me?
Is another typical put-down likely to be uttered by no-gothers adhering to an air of menace similar to masked individuals such as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortoises.
Roy, what do we do then, sir, when they're still refusing to remove their mask?
This is why we first focus on operations more conducive to satisfactory outcomes, such as dry-batten charging law-abiding people, wow, like those causing minor infractions upon bylaws, yeah, such as consuming alcohol on any grassy surface.
Once that gives you a bit of courage, okay, try aggressively approaching someone on an electronic bicycle or e-scooter or any other motor-propelled contraption, yeah, and ask for their insurance. Then book them.
But don't approach anyone wearing the North Face attire on Scramblers. God,
oh, them 14-year-olds are trouser-wettingly scary. No, yeah, no, no.
Just focus on the tech workers and scared students.
Then we can finally take on the far right, but only when the emergency response buckles are close by and ready to pounce.
Go on.
Like a cadet on their first blue light run out to an apple green when the chicken tenders are fresh out of the aisle.
To mitigate the risk of body cam material being leaked by recruit Yahoo seeking viral content of Gardaí, yeah, getting the mick extracted from them,
right,
smear some taco sauce on the lens in advance of approaching said hoodlums.
Taco sauce? Is there nothing it can't fix?
Sir, sometimes there's a mob of them. Will the armed, yeah, unit always be supporting us?
Have ye learned nothing in training, lads? You never mount an operation unless you are within scarpering distance of a petrol station with a baked goods counter.
Whereupon members should barricade themselves into the Krispy Kreme-scented premises.
Because they'll have no chance against us when we are on home turf.
Isn't that right, lads?
Yeah!
Isn't that right, lads?
Yeah!
Excellent. This is a difficult job, and duty often calls. Now, who's up for bouncer shifts at the Oasis gigs?